Can you go over the similarities and the differences between the tax proposals of the Trump administration, which I believe were issued in September, and the plan that the House of Representatives have under current consideration?
There are a few differences. One thing that the House bill does that the Trump plan didn't do is retain a high income tax rate for millionaires. That was not something included in the Trump proposal. They also gradually phase out some of the credits and deductions that were immediately eliminated in the Trump proposal. But one thing we have found is that they are really similar in framework, in the nature that the top earners get most of the benefit, while low and middle income families fall behind a little bit in receiving some of those tax benefits.
They actually shrink over time for the lower 60% of households. Is that true?
That is true. Really, we're looking at the top 1% of earners receiving a tax cut of about $62,000 on average. And people in the bottom 60%, those who make $90,000 per year or less, getting an average tax cut of about $210 when the tax plan is fully implemented.
What impact do you see that having on inequality here in Colorado?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things that we're trying to emphasize about this plan. Colorado already has an income inequality issue, and as this report from the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy reveals, that really analyzes how this is going to impact Colorado taxpayers, the House plan will widen that gap between our wealthiest Coloradans and our middle-class families. And I don't think that's the way we want to go.
What's next for this bill on a national level?
Well, the way it is looking right now, the House is expected to do a markup of their bill possibly this week, possibly next week. And I believe they're hoping to pass the bill, or at least get it in front of the entire floor, before they go home for their Thanksgiving break. I think likewise the Senate is expected to release their bill in the next couple of weeks and go through the same process. And I have heard reports that the intent of the GOP is to get a tax bill on the desk of the president before Christmas. Happy holidays, America.
Is the policy of taxation required to be a top-down proposition from federal authorities, or can officials within state politics intervene to serve their constituents?
In Colorado, the tax decision makers are the voters. So one of the things that our legislature isn't able to do, like every other state in the country, is raise revenue or do things to help address if these federal cuts do come down, or if we see some of this inequality trickle down into our state, for lack of a better word, from these federal government policies. So it's a particular challenge in Colorado when we're seeing cuts in programs and cuts in our revenue, because our legislature isn't able to respond like every other state in the country.
Why is it that all of these monetary gifts are provided to the folks who are already pretty comfortable at the expense of programs to serve those folks who are not so comfortable?
I think that the economic philosophy, which is not one that we hold at the Colorado Fiscal Institute, is that if you give our highest earners all of the tax benefit, that will translate to tax benefit for lower income workers. Unfortunately, economists for years have said that the trickle-down theory, as it's called, is not working, has not worked, isn't going to work in this plan. So while that's the philosophy, we're pretty skeptical that this is going to result in the economic growth that the plan anticipates.
As the conversation shifts to one of finding remedy, can you talk about how you see what positive attributes make up policy that serves the masses better?
Well, we tend to want to see tax proposals that are revenue neutral. We agree that there should be tax reform taking place. We're completely on board with things like simplicity and adequacy and sustainability, but we don't want to see an increase in the deficit, and we also don't want to see cuts that are primarily focused on the wealthiest Americans instead of low and middle income families. Not only does this plan benefit those in the top 1% of earners in Colorado, but there's a lot of middle-income families who may actually see an increase in taxes under the plan. About a third of Coloradans who make between $150,000 and $300,000 per year will see a tax increase. And so I think that's something to note when we're hearing how this benefits the middle class.
I've been talking with Allie Michelson from the Colorado Fiscal Institute. For more information, you can visit their website at coloradofiscal.org. For KGNU, I'm Robin Ryan.